Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. I'm Alicia, and I am obsessed with death, or things that could cause death to all of humanity. One thing that I've learned about myself over the last year or so is that my interests tend to veer towards those things that can, like, kill us, and, like, you know, I'm really into climate change and researching pandemics and a whole swath of other things, including artificial intelligence and so on. So I got really, I've done a lot of research on pandemics over the last year. Just, I mean, it's probably obvious. It's topical, and my curiosity is really high in this particular area, such that I started writing a very long and rather bloated article. It ended up being like 10,000 plus words. I kind of left it alone and sat on it for the last 6 months without touching it. And I'll bring it back to light because I do want to share some of the ideas that I was having that related to, you know, what the future of pandemics is. But one thing that I was having a lot of fun reading about, I don't know what this is about me that I'm having a lot of fun reading about this, but I was having a lot of fun reading about the, basically the 10 worst pandemics in history. So that's what I'm going to share with you today. Just a little bit of an informational thing. I think it's super, super interesting, very morbid. And, again, topical, we're all in the middle of a pandemic. So what better time to talk about pandemics, right? So a couple things about this list that I created. So this list is not based on outbreaks. So there, for example, with the Black Death or the bubonic plague, there have been multiple outbreaks of it throughout history. But I'm not listing every individual outbreak. I'm listing in this list, I'm grouping things together. So all incidences of bubonic plague are lumped together. All incidences of influenza are lumped together and so on, just because I think, it's nice to, I mean, yeah, basically every virus has had a whole bunch of, it's wreaked havoc in its own way, but it's nice to have a sense of like, okay, but how many people have the, how many people has the bubonic plague killed throughout all of history? Not just, not just in any one particular outbreak. So that's how I've curated this particular list. There are 10 to note, and I'm going to go in reverse order. So I'm going to start from number 10, the least deadly, to the most deadly. We're going to start with Ebola, which has, in its most recent outbreak between 2014 and 2016, has killed 10,000 plus people. Now, the Ebola virus is spread by bats, and this one is really scary, even though it has the lowest death count on our list of 10 viruses that kill us and kill millions of people. This one is really scary because of how deadly it is. Like, Ebola kills something like 50% of the people that it infects, and it's extremely contagious. So, and it's recent. It's something that every one of us probably remembers, and it's still an ongoing concern. So that's number 10. Number 9 is polio. The polio virus has killed, there wasn't good data for this. So I did my best. It looks like it's killed something like 50,000 people throughout the various outbreaks that have been occurring since the 1800s of it. Now, the polio virus is not just about death, though. And this is actually something I've been spending a lot of time researching, just for fun. Again, this is what I find fun. But polio is really fascinating. And I am going to do a video about polio in the upcoming days. I'm not sure exactly when. Basically, whenever I can condense the information in a way that's more palatable to you guys. But even though only 50,000 people or so have died from polio, the amount of people that have been basically paralyzed or handicapped by polio in some way is much, much, much higher. I'd say at least 5 times higher than that, at least. So that's number 9. Now, number 8 on this list, when we cram everything all together and we lump every disease together throughout human history, is the coronavirus. So COVID has officially killed something like 4.8 million people, and this is being filmed in on October 1st of 2021, so the number's going to change probably in the future, definitely going to keep increasing. But I'll leave a link for you guys below, a really interesting article about just The Economist has run some figures about how the actual death toll is probably more like 10 million, just based on how different countries report the deaths of the data and stuff like that. So let's assume that COVID in the last 2-ish years has killed about 10 million people. That puts it at place number 8. And there's probably, there's other coronaviruses that have happened in recent memory as well. So we've had SARS and we've had MERS, and both of those have happened in the last basically 20 years, but they've had very low death counts each. So SARS, 770 people died from it, but SARS was a scary one because again, it was very, very lethal, but, fortunately it didn't spread very well. So that's why, but it was a pretty big deal when it happened. I don't know if you guys remember it. I do as a Canadian because, it affected Toronto, was one of the worst affected areas. And then we also had MERS. And MERS affected like roughly the same amount of people, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. But again, it doesn't spread very well. So, you know, the SARS coronavirus 2 that we've all been dealing with is obviously much more spreadable, but there's not really anything like this, at least that I was able to find historically. So it's interesting when we talk about, okay, this is the eighth worst one. So it's nowhere near number one on our list, especially when we compare the numbers. Like number one is the amount of people that have died from the number one virus listed here is mind-boggling. But it's also worth remembering that a lot of these diseases on the list have been affecting people for like millennia. So thousands of years. And we've just had essentially like the biggest death count from coronaviruses is all within the last 20 years, but especially within the last year and a half. So that it, that does put the numbers into perspective a little bit. Now, number seven, one that I feel like I need to deep dive this a little bit more because there's been a lot of, over the last 30 years, lots of cover-ups, lots of, you know, treating this like not a serious thing, but HIV/AIDS is an ongoing problem. It's an ongoing pandemic. It's been affecting us since the 80s, and 25 to 35 million people have died from it. So fortunately, I think I've been reading recently that they've been making decent leaps and bounds with like attempting to find like a vaccine for HIV/AIDS, which is very, very difficult because it mutates so rapidly. It seems really, like really finicky to try to vaccinate. But hopefully with all of the progress we've made developing COVID vaccines, we'll be able to get essentially a cure, and the vaccine represents a cure. Then we have number six, another one that I feel like we don't talk about enough or isn't as visible as it should be. And I think this is sadly, probably to do with the fact that it doesn't affect most Westerners, and that's mosquito-borne viruses. They could be not just mosquito-borne, but it could just be like vector-borne. So these are viruses that spread via ticks, mosquitoes, other small little bitey things. Lots of people die every year from these. So I had a really hard time finding an actual number of how many people have died worldwide, like forever in the whole span of time from, you know, mosquitoes. Now, just to back up, we're talking about like yellow fever, dengue fever, malaria, Zika, West Nile, etc. There's a whole bunch of them. And more than 700,000 people a year die right now from them. A huge amount of people. So my guess is the data wasn't there. If someone has it, please share it with me. But I wasn't able to find it. I'm going to estimate something like if we say that mosquito-borne viruses have been killing people for the last 100 years only, and they've been keep killing 400,000 people every year, then let's say we're looking at 40 million deaths total from vector-borne diseases. Now, the reason I say that Western people don't think about this enough is because it doesn't really affect us. Mosquito-borne viruses are typically concentrated around the equator. So they're mainly affecting people in Southeast Asian countries and stuff like that. So, basically anywhere around the equator, whether it be Central America or South America. And, you know, if we're living in the United States or Canada or Europe or Australia, we're largely out of the range of, say, malaria. And the only time we get it is if we travel somewhere. And so I think, wow, there's a ton of people dying from this every single year. It's a really big problem. And I didn't really think about it until I was doing research for this. It's like, wow, I didn't even think about this. So anyway, that was an interesting one for me, worth looking into more. Number six, cholera. There have been a ton of different cholera outbreaks over the years. Really fun story about Jon Snow, who discovered cholera in around 1850, but I won't get into that right now, but that's worth Googling if you're interested. I just think it's funny that his name was Jon Snow. Something like 40 million people have died from cholera over the years, but this is still ongoing as well. So people are still dying from cholera nowadays. Something around the lines of, it really varies from year to year based on outbreaks, but we're looking at like 30,000 to 130,000 people dying from cholera every single year. And cholera is, think infected water and things like that. So it's not a virus in the sense of like a coronavirus. You sneeze, you pass on the virus to someone else. But with waterborne viruses like like mosquitoes and cholera and stuff like that. It's more about sanitation that improves the situation for people. Number four, influenzas. There's been a whole bunch of these. Now, the most destructive, deadly influenza in recorded history is the Spanish flu that occurred between around 1918 to 1920. Really, really crazy stuff. Now, this is most of us, most of our ancestors, like, so my grandparents weren't even born yet. So this is before most of our time. It happened 100 years ago, but most of us don't know people who have lived through this. But we know people who've lived through other influenza epidemics. And so one would be the Asian flu in the 50s. You had the Hong Kong flu in the 60s. And then we had swine flu around 2009, 2010. So we have had influenza outbreaks recently. And when I've been doing the research on this, the one that I'm the most afraid of for future pandemic potential are the influenza viruses. So like, something in the H5 series could really, really mess us up. But that's a whole other conversation. So going back to the Spanish flu in 1918 or so, 40 to 50 million people died worldwide. So this was in modern enough history that we have really detailed accounts of what was going on around those times. Really harrowing. I'm not going to get into it right here, but really, really dark stuff for being in our recorded history. Because a lot of these things, like the bubonic plague, for example, one of the biggest outbreaks of the bubonic plague was in the 14th century. So we have recorded details about it, but it wasn't the record keeping was different, and we don't have the same depth of information that we have for something that happened only a year ago. So in recent memory, absolutely the worst thing, the worst pandemic that we've had for a very, very long time. So influenza, basically the flu, right? So the one that hit in 1918 was the H1N1, and that was actually swine flu that came back around 2009. It was H1N1 as well. Now, they speculate one of the reasons that it didn't hit us so bad in 2009 is because maybe we had some kind of lingering immunity from 100 years ago. I don't know too much about that. But then the Asian flu in 1957 was H2N2. And then a variation of that came out 10 years later. It was the Hong Kong flu, H3N2. And about 1 million in each of those people in each of those outbreaks died. So influenza, really, really uncool. It's killed somewhere in the ballpark of 50 million people since 1918. Then we're getting into the top three now. So this is where we're getting into like mind-boggling amounts of people dead from this. The Black Plague. So bubonic plague is number three on our list, which is surprising because I think most of us perceive this as the worst pandemic or epidemic. A pandemic because it did affect the globe at various points. It's spread around. But it's actually, it's only number three only, but somewhere between 500 to 200 million people died. And this is over the span of a lot of years. So, there's been various outbreaks of the bubonic plague since Roman times. So for the last 2000 years, maybe even longer. So the worst outbreak that I mentioned before was in the 1300s, and something like the 25 to 60% of the entire population of Europe died during this plague. It was spread by bacteria. So this wasn't a viral thing. It wasn't like, it wasn't like COVID in that sense. So this is one that doesn't have, actually, there are still cases of bubonic plague. It still happens. But we can treat it now. I think there's, I can't remember, something like 3 cases in the United States every year or something like that, but we've largely eradicated it. Thank goodness. I mean, we had the plague of Justinian was a really bad one with bubonic plague back in the year 541. Something like 50 million people died in that. That was the first big outbreak of it. And then, of course, the one in the 1300s. And then we had the third plague, which was the third really big bubonic plague breakout, which killed about 15 million people in China, Mongolia, and India. And there were, came around in various waves in between that as well. So that's number three, lots of people. Now, number two is measles. So between roughly 1855 and 2005, measles is estimated to have killed about 200 million people worldwide. So that's, again, that's a huge span of time, but it's actually not, it's not like the bubonic plague, which is, it's like 1,000 years plus. This is a time frame of about 150 years. It's largely, like, the main reason that measles has been so deadly is when us Westerners, where measles has been endemic, bring it over to new places and infect the indigenous people. So we've killed a ton of people all throughout South America, Mexico, you know, the United States and beyond, just from people from Spain and other countries traveling over and bringing their diseases with them. The vast amount of measles deaths has come from that. Because measles in Europe, so when something's endemic, it just means that it's been around the block enough times that most people have a natural immunity to it, who were born in those places. But if you're, you're living in a place where measles has never happened to you before, you have no immunity to it. It's going to kill you. It's going to be really, really bad. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems with, you know, the settlers and, you know, the 1600s and Christopher Columbus and all that. I mean, I'm sure you guys know the stories, but yeah, we were real bad with our diseases and killing people with our diseases. So, yeah, really uncool. Now, measles actually still affects people, and it still kills a lot of people. And unfortunately, the number of people dying from measles is actually increasing as opposed to decreasing. Now, most of these we're eradicating or we're working on eradicating, or we've already eradicated. But with measles, it's so contagious that you need something like 90 to 95% of people to be vaccinated against it to maintain herd immunity. And unfortunately, there are small pockets of people in small communities that don't achieve that number of vaccination, whether they're against the vaccinations for whatever reason. It's not for the reason of science, that's for sure. You're seeing measles outbreaks in these communities with lower levels of vaccination. So it's still a problem now. And the problem is more about misinformation. Now, moving on to number one, smallpox, the worst pandemic, basically the worst virus of all time, is smallpox. And the really good news about smallpox is that we've eradicated it. It's a massive achievement in public health that we've managed to get rid of it. So first of all, the short of it is 500 million people over, like, throughout human history ish have died. I mean, 500 million ish people, like, no big deal. That's a mind-boggling amount of people. That's, if there are 7 billion people on the planet right now, that's what's 114, that's like 10% of the population. Am I doing good math right now? I can't even tell. It's a lot of people. And you know, in the times where smallpox was killing people, the world population was obviously much smaller. So yeah, thank goodness we've totally eradicated it. There have been various outbreaks of smallpox throughout human history, just like the bubonic plague and others that are worth mentioning. Like, there was a big one in Japan in the year 735, and we had the Antonine plague in that killed 5 million people around the year 165, and many, many more. But again, in the, I believe the 70s and the 80s is when we really, really conquered smallpox. So thank goodness for that. But there are still other pandemics that are continuing to cause problems, like mosquito-borne illnesses, and, you know, we're obviously still going through COVID and struggling to get enough people vaccinated to basically reduce the death count from that, and on. But I just thought it was an interesting list. It was interesting to kind of explore human history through this lens, and expect me to talk more about pandemics in the future, because I find the subject really fascinating. How's that for a Friday afternoon conversation or a Friday evening conversation? I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll catch you in the next one.